morning and welcome to everyone here or listening at home later. And please make yourselves known if this is your first visit to Emmanuel. I think that's highly likely anyway. Today, as you probably know from weekly news, we welcome two little sisters, Rosanna and Michaela, to be baptised by our minister, Robert, supported by lots of family and friends. We welcome you all, and our Bible reading this morning is going to be from Matthew chapter 19, verses 13 to 15, and can be found on page 20 of the New Testament. Wally is going to read our prayers of intercession. We also have Terry Pigeon, celebrating his 90th birthday, and he and his family wish to invite all for refreshment after the service to chat about his many years along the Emmanuel pathway. I shall now light our Christ candle for a few moments of quiet reflection before our service starts.
Good morning and welcome, all of you. These four pews there are empty. I don't know why. They're not contaminated. You are welcome to sit there. I don't know why people are afraid of the first lot, but this side is much more courageous. Bienvenidos, bienvenidas, gracias. I'm going to brag. Somebody said I'm going to show off my Spanish today. Yes, I am. Un placer tenerlos con nosotros, con una celebración, y nos alegramos muchísimos. Gracias. Y aunque me anticipe, buen viaje para mañana. They return home tomorrow, so today will be an important day. English, Spanish, I know no other languages. So, bienvenidos if you come from Brazil, Guten Morgen if you come from Germany, and that's about all. We gather for worship on a beautiful day, on a really wonderful act of celebration. September marks sort of the new year in the life of the church. The choir is singing with us again. I haven't heard them for 4 months. We will be honoring and celebrating 90 years of Terry, which happened to be tomorrow. So today's his last day of 89. He doesn't look a day closer to 90, does he? There are, this week coming, Two couples that will be celebrating a 60 years being together, of blissful and happy moments. You're not supposed to laugh. Take this seriously, please. 60 years, they are here today, and we have another couple, members of the church, who are also celebrating. They both got married the same day, but apparently not in the same place. So, what more can we have in a community of faith, and those strange noises you're hearing are children. Children, yes, children in church. So, nobody come after and say, oh, they were making too much noise. Thank the Lord for that. Thank the Lord for that, because having children in church is one of the biggest gifts we can have. And they are a joy to us all. Let us begin our worship quoting Psalm 117. Great is the Lord's love towards us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. We're going to begin our first hymn today is from the orange one, the Emmanuel Worship Book. And it's hymn number 20. He's got the whole world in his hands. You probably know this song, and we will sing it with joy and happiness. He's got the whole world in his hand, number 20. That was really impressive. For over a year and a half, every Sunday, as an act of worship, we light the peace candle. And I will now light the peace candle, asking God to inspire leaders to work for peace and not for death. And if the amnesty candle is off, it's because today we'll be presenting, as you can read in the weekly news, a new case for your consideration. Argentina, human rights defender detained for protesting. And it's not often that I raise the issue of Argentina, but we have done all kinds of other cases, so why not? There is the link for you to go on your computer and write to where Amnesty indicates, and there are a few printed copies there for you. So I will light the Amnesty candle, and in the prayer that follows, we will think of all these cases. Hello. Please join me in a moment of prayer. we come to you. And today is a day of particular collection of celebrations, dear God, for which we give you thanks. For the sound of children. And we listen to them and hear them and realize how much we miss that sound and how lovely it is and how important it is. And we give you thanks. For those who remember 60 years ago of a time of saying yes to each other, and they are in church today. For somebody who will be celebrating 90 in just a few hours, wanting to celebrate with us. For our loved ones, friends and family, those that are nearby and those that are far away, and how important they are to us. For all that fills us with joy, for music, for beauty, for acts of kindness, all that makes us better people. We thank you that we are here, that we can be here without fear, that coming together reminds us of something much wider, that we can pray for peace and believe that peace can be achieved, that you remind us that all human beings are created as your children. And also we come recognizing that often we mess things up. We are caught up in selfishness or indifference, and we forget how we are connected. Forgive us all that has caused pain and harm to others. Forgive us, O Lord, if we forget you and forget that we too are the work of your hands. Forgive us for all that has caused pain to others. And in your love, forgive us, heal us, restore us. Help us, O God, to be the people you want us to be. In Jesus Christ. And he taught us to pray. And dear God, if today, slightly different from what we do usually, given that there are people from different parts of the world, I'd like to invite you to speak to God with your heart and not with the brain. Vamos a decir el Padre Nuestro y los invito a decirlo en castellano si así quieren, or say the Lord's Prayer in the language of your heart rather than the language of the brain. I'm going to start in Spanish. Oremos. Padre nuestro que estás en los cielos, santificado sea tu nombre, venga a nosotros tu reino, hágase tu voluntad así en el cielo como en la tierra. Pan nuestro de cada día, danoslo. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. 1988, I attended a service in what was then Soviet Union, an Orthodox service on the 27th of November, which was a Sunday, and discovered then that the Lord's Prayer in every language has a particular rhythm to it. And you can hear it in any language, even if you don't know what language it is, and you will know where you are, where they are. And that hasn't failed today either. A baptism is a unique moment. It's a time of celebration. It's a time of thanksgiving. And it's also a time to remind us of our responsibilities. Because it doesn't only involve parents, grandparents, abuelos, tíos, great-grannies, and friends, cousins, and aunties, and uncles, and it spreads. It involves us all. You've probably heard of the saying that it takes a village for bringing up children. We don't live in villages. We live far and spread. But the connection of love overcomes the distance of the world today. Can I invite parents with their respective children, grandparents on both sides of the family, to come and stand here? Por favor, acompáñenme. No duele. ¿Preguntas para los padres? Pregunta para la congregación. Descansen. From very early times, the church has received the children of believers in baptism so that with help and support they may grow in Christ and by the grace of God serve Christ all their days. We believe that children and adults all belong to God in Christ. Tell them of their baptism, that they may know they were baptized and may come to make this their own response of love and faith at some time in their life. In true sincerity before God and this congregation, to the parents, do you believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, maker of heaven and earth, giver of life, redeemer of the world? Do you promise to teach both these little girls the love of God and bring them up in the life and worship of the church wherever it is possible for you? To you, the congregation, whether you come here every Sunday, whether you're here today, you are witnesses. And you are involved in this. As a community of faith, you represent the whole wide church the world around. Do you welcome this family? Do you commit yourself to share with them the gift of faith that you've discovered in your own walk of life, just as you yourselves received it at one time or another? If you do, can you please shout out without embarrassment, "We do, with God's help."
We do.
Amen. Oh, don't be afraid. Loving God, be with us at this time. We pray that as you've called us to share in your mercy, you will receive these two children. Be with us in the power of your Spirit, and that the water we will use, the water of baptism, may be a symbol of your dedication and your new opportunities. We pray for parents, grandparents, abuelos, uncles, great-grandchildren, great-grandparents, sorry, that all may be faithful to their promises today. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Okay. Who do we do first? By order of appearance in the world or the little one? Okay. Micaela Ray, is that? Okay. Oh, la la. Yes. Oh, mummy, make a decent piece. Hello. Hey, look, choir. You see, singing in the choir has its advantages. It's
Michaela Ray, I baptize you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God bless you, my dear. Yes, mommy. And Roxana, Luisa, come with me. Oh, this is a privilege if there ever was one. Yes. Saque la foto que quiera. Look, it's water. Okay? You like water, don't you? Roxana, Luisa, I baptize you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you, my dear. Do you think we can walk down the aisle? Do you want? Come on. May I introduce to you the two newest members of this church. You can smile at them, you can look at them, you can say hello. I need help because I can't carry both of them. Look at you, you're the star of the morning, eh? Yes, who are these people? Eh? Look at them. Look at them. Yes, he's going back to Germany soon. So he understood my German. Hello. Hello, hello. Oh, we respect the dining room. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Look, these are the ones that will be married for 60 years. Yes, it's a long time. Look at that. And that's el abuelo. What do you call the abuelo? Eh?
El abuelo.
Mama, no, he's not mama, he's el abuelo. ¿Le dice abuelo o qué le dice? Le dice, elo, 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 okay. Do you see? We were able to do it. Yes. As a minister, I've always said, this is one of the greatest privileges one ever has as a minister. To be able to hold other people's children for a few minutes, baptize them, dedicate them. But now I have to give them back to the parents. Because the parents, she's not right. sorry? And this is a reminder of this day for you. And I'll give you, before we leave the service, I'll give you something else as well. And I'd invite the congregation to sing the blessing. If you don't know it off by heart, it's hymn 420 from the Blue Hymn Book. And please, I mean, do it sitting down, and we can bless God for this moment. For each of our two new members, a candle. I'll turn it off because it's a temptation. We don't want anybody burned. But take this as a reminder of what has happened today. And if you want to turn it off, and there's a box for each of them so that you can keep it. But yes, it's been lit already, and it's been lit with the Christ candle that we light at the beginning of each service. Thank you, Roberto.
Thank you.
He's a good guy. He's called Robert or Roberto. Yeah, you laugh. But I don't know many Roberts around here, so I take advantage of all this. And now at this time of the service, we share what we have been able to set apart for the time of the offering, which is absolutely voluntary, as you know, in the plate, and what we give in so many different ways in the church.
for what we receive and what we can set apart to share, for what is in the plate and what we give in different ways. We give you thanks. Bless this offering so it may reach the world to let people know of your love through us. Amen. And we share the words of the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Mama?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, for you. Yes, okay. You can go through this door if you want. You can go through here. Tome el asiento. Rejoice, the Lord is King. The anthem sung by the choir. Words of Charles Wesley. Music by Malcolm Archer.
First reading this morning is from Matthew 19, verses 13 to 15. So that's Matthew 19, verses 13 to 15. First in English and secondly in Spanish.
Why does everybody laugh?
Then little children were being brought to him in order that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples spoke sternly to those who brought them. But Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." And he laid his hands on them and went on his way.
Y ahora en español. Mateo 19, versículos 13 a 15. Algunas madres llevaron a sus niños para que Jesús pusiera sus manos sobre ellos y orara. Pero los discípulos las regañaron. Entonces Jesús le dijo a sus discípulos, "Dejen que los niños se acerquen a mí. No se lo impidan, porque el reino de Dios es de los que son como ellos." Jesús puso su mano sobre la cabeza de cada uno de los niños y luego se fue de aquel lugar.
Have you looked at the stained glass window? Come with me, Jeff. There we are. Then you can tell the choir. Do you see? The chap in the red cloak is Jesus.
Yes.
And there are little children there.
Oh, yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
There we are.
That isn't what that depicts.
I know. But it's the closest one we have. Trust you to mess it up, dear me. Oh dear. 50 years as choir master is showing. Every so often, Jesus says something that comes across as disturbing to the righteous of the time. And I just hope that the words we've heard today still are disturbing to the righteous of our time. A very short reading, and a much loved reading, yet one of those disturbing readings. While children were considered a blessing from God, and not being able to have children was seen as a curse, and always the woman's fault, never the man's. It is also true that children were considered the lowest of status in society of their time. And this view molded society for a very, 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 very long time. I even had a granny, I was the first grandchild, who started by saying that children should be seen but not heard, and was proved wrong, very wrong. And I think that's why she stayed living in England while we were living in Argentina. She didn't have to hear us or see us. But she loved boys, so no more said there. Here we have the disciples rebuking the adults who bring their children to be blessed by Jesus. Why? Haven't they walked with Jesus all this time? Why would they do that? And there's only one possible answer. They really believed that Jesus had an important mission, important things to do, but children were a distraction. The biggest of mistakes, of many. The reading today indicates that the disciples had not yet fully understood what Jesus' ministry was all about. In Matthew 18, verse 2, a chapter before today's reading, he called a little child and had him stand among them and said, I tell you the truth, unless you become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of God. I think that's, do you see? I was prepared for all intervention. The disciples have not yet realized how many times Jesus stops on the way, wherever he's going, where nothing is too urgent to stop and relate to those who call on him, who call out to him. The poor, the marginalized, the people in need. And when you get home, if you want to look at the next chapter, chapter 20, verses 29 to 34, you'll be able to see what I'm saying. He is on his way to Jerusalem. He is on his way to being judged and crucified. Just read how many times he stops. The disciples are behaving like the self-righteous of the time. Children should not disturb adults. Adults should not bring their children to distract the master. And Jesus puts a stop to that very quickly. Let the little ones come unto me and do not hinder them. That's not a request. That's not a polite invitation. That is a command. Do not hinder them. Don't get in their way. But why is Jesus saying this? He's saying this so there would be no doubt in the minds of the disciples and of us today. And he explains, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to the such of these. As if to say, take that. Do you see? Children, you have to consider them. Many, many years ago, there was this campaign, I think, from the United Nations, which stated that children aren't the future of the world. Children are present today. They are present. Can you hear? Present. Here, today, among us. They are present in our own affections when they have gone on before us. They are present. They're not something that will appear in the future. And having said that, Jesus stops and blesses them, and then goes on his way, The kingdom, which the virtuous expected for the ones like them, happens to be also for the little ones, probably more for the little ones, and for those who become like them. This text then has become the open door for the celebration of baptism. And I haven't preached very often about it because we haven't had that many baptisms. That's why I had to be reminded of giving the flowers out at the time of the offering. I hadn't given the flowers out. Suddenly I remembered I'd got it ready during the week, but the two candles were in the cupboard in the vestry, not here where they should have been. Forgive me, please. I don't have the routine of that. The lesson is, couldn't be clearer. Jesus will stop in his tracks and take care, look after, incorporate all those, the little ones, the ones that are ignored, the ones that have been pushed aside. And beware of anyone who becomes a stumbling block to the little ones, be it by age, by social standing, by opportunities, or by life situations. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God is for the likes of these. Jesus stops, Jesus rebukes those who want to avoid the encounter, and he blesses. And this happens to be our calling in the world today. The kingdom is bigger, wider, more diverse than what we will ever imagine. And it's not up to us to decide who gets in. That task belongs to God, and only to God. We are called to be a blessing to others. And it is crucial for us to understand this and live accordingly. For the such of these is the kingdom of God. In the world in which we live today, too many are excluded. Too many are tried to be stopped to reach the love of God. Jesus rebukes this situation. Present calling. That's what it is. It's unexpected. It doesn't happen when you want it to happen. Sometimes it does. It happens when the need arises. And as the little children, in the best of circumstances, should grow up being able to love, be loved, trust, and be trusting. That doesn't always happen. But where it does happen, it's a call to us to seek that this be something for all God's children everywhere. So who does the kingdom of God belong to? To the such as these. And may God give us the eyes to see and the heart to welcome. Amen. From Rejoice and Sing, hymn 471, Bless and keep us, Lord, in your love united, from your family never separated. You make all things new as we follow after, whether tears or laughter, we belong to you. Jeff and I know that I've suddenly hiccuped in the order of service. So I'm now trying to see how to detour back into it. But Wally will now be leading us in the prayer of intercessions for this morning.
Buenos dias. Dear Lord, how nice it is to be able to thank you and celebrate happy occasions, a christening, a special birthday, and special wedding anniversaries, not mentioning the actual ages involved. We thank you for all these lovely memories that these occasions bring. Now turning to the needs of our world, we pray especially for those, for true peace, your peace, in every area where there is war or strife, be it in foreign countries or even in our own families. We ask too that we may be better at looking after our beautiful world that you gave us. We may feel we can't do much by ourselves, but we can do a lot through you and through others. We pray for the worldwide church and here at home for a revival and for a spirit of unity among all the different churches. And now we turn our attention to all going through hard times, physically or mentally. We pray that they would turn to you, and not just in their hour of need. And in the silence, we pray for all those known to us who are experiencing difficulties. We think now of those back from holidays and embarking on new jobs, new schools, new classes, new careers. May they feel refreshed to do this. May those tasked with making important decisions in positions of authority turn to you for wisdom in what they decide. And finally, we thank you again for all our many blessings. In your dear Son's name. Amen.
We will sing now hymn 200, The Kingdom of God. seated. I will read a short affirmation of faith. I read this morning and I thought, oh, I'd love to read it again at one time, but the service today is well organized until Robert disorganizes it. So I found it, and then we will sing in preparation for leaving hymn 549, One More Step Along the World I Go. I'm aware of what distance is. I'm aware of what closeness and separation is, as probably lots of you are. And this is something written by the United Church of Canada. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to live with respect in creation, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. And with these words, we prepare to leave. One more step along the world I go. One more step along the world I go. Take that joy that you have this moment. Take the hope, the expectation, the celebration. It will walk together with the sadness that will appear. It will walk together with difficult moments, but remind you that they aren't the last word. Go with the blessing of God. The peace of God, Creator, Liberator, Sustainer, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you and all you love wherever you are. Que la paz de Dios vaya con ustedes donde quiera que estén, now and always. Amen.